This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Masechta Nedarim tonight, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. Hanoider Mishoivsei Shabbos. One who makes a neder, he prohibits those who rest on Shabbos from getting Hana from him. So the terminology, those who rest on Shabbos, presumably prohibits Yisrael, Jews. But there is a category of people called Kusim, where from the Umais that the king of Asher brought to Eretz Yisrael in the north, and there's a question whether they were righteous converts, but they were ultimately, they converted out of fear of their Geirei Arayos, and they still continue to serve their Avodah Zarah, and there's a question about their status. But in general, we say that the Kusim kept those mitzvahs that are explicitly in the Chumash. In fact, the Gemara in Chulin says that Kusim are more medakdek in their mitzvahs than the Jews are. Meaning, what they're medakdek in, they're more medakdek than we are. Chassam Sofer explains, because since they really didn't keep the Torah and didn't believe in it, so the Eitz Hara didn't try to stop them from observing what they did observe. Okay, in any event, so one who makes a neder from those who rest on Shabbos, Aser B'Yisrael, is Aser to a Yisrael, meaning from getting Hana from a Yisrael. He said he's not going to get Hana from Shoifse Shabbos, but Aser B'Kusim. He's Aser to get Hana from Kusim. The Rans on this Mishnah are found back on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Ran says on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Umutar B'Kusim, Aser B'Yisrael V'Aser B'Kusim, She Yisrael V'Kusim Mitzuvim Ala Shabbos. Because Jews and Kusites are commanded on Shabbos, Umekaymen Oisai, and they fulfill Shabbos. So Hilchos Shapar Mikri Shoivsei Shabbos, therefore they're correctly called those who rest on Shabbos. So Shoivsei Shabbos includes Kusim. May Oichlei Shum, from those who eat garlic. Ezra made a takana that Friday night men should consume garlic, because garlic makes a man have greater fertility. It's a takana of Ezra. And since Oinas Tamid Chachamim, may Erev Shabbos, meaning Friday night, eating garlic, consuming garlic, assists in the fertility of men. So Ezra actually made a takana that men should eat garlic Friday night. In Yerushalayim, it's very prevalent. There's a question whether this is still a halacha. The Rashash says it no longer applies. Not clear why. But maybe we'll discuss it in like some time. But Jews are known as those who eat garlic. Jews are known as those who, because they're obligated to eat garlic Friday night. So may oichle someone who makes another from those who consume garlic, aser b'Yisrael, are aser to Jews, v'aser b'kusim, and are aser to Kusites. The Ran says on the Lamed Amud Aleph, may oichle Hashem mitakonos Ezra hu, one of the enactments of Ezra, lecho shom b'leil Shabbos, lefi shashom marbes hazara, because garlic increases one's seed. V'oinas talmid chacham erev Shabbos erev Shabbos. So v'aser b'kusim de inunami oichle shum ba'arvei Shabbos. They also eat garlic Friday night. However, may oile Yerushalayim, if someone makes another, they're not going to get hana from those who go up to Jerusalem. Aser b'Yisrael, they are aser to an Israelite, umutar b'kusim, and they are permitted to kusim. Why? Apparently, kusim are not oile regal. Says the Ran, may oile Yerushalayim aser b'Yisrael, demetsuvim la'alois, they're commanded to go up va'oilin. Umotar b'kusim denehi demetsuvim, granted they're commanded enum oilim, the Ran says, they don't go up. But right now, the Gemara is unsure, what does it mean those who rest on Shabbos? Does it mean those who fulfill resting on Shabbos? So then why would the Mishnah say you're usher in Jews, you're usher in Kusim? That implies you're mutter in Goyim. Why? You should be usher to Seventh-day Adventists. They also rest on Shabbos. What does Shoiv say Shabbos mean? If it means in they practice resting, so some Goyim also rest on Shabbos. It says Gemara, my Shoiv say Shabbos. What does it mean those who rest on Shabbos? Ilema, if you say it means me Mekayme Shabbos, those who fulfill Shabbos, then my area Bekusim, why only mention that Kusites rest on Shabbos? Even Goyim, says the Ran Kolomer, Havalei L'misni, what the Mishnah should have said was, Asur b'mekaimei HaShabbos. It shouldn't say, you're Asur in Yisraelim and Asur in Kusim. It should say, you're Asur to anyone who rests on Shabbos. Kedeshiu b'chlal, so they should be included in Kol Ha'ev Dekechavim HaShoivsim, all the Goyim that rest. So what are the Shoiv say Shabbos? If it means Mekaimei Shabbos, why only Kusim, even Goyim? So maybe it means Shoiv say Shabbos means those who are commanded on Shabbos. Ella mi mitzuvim ala Shabbos. Rather, it must mean those who are commanded on Shabbos. Ihachi, if so, Eima Seifa. Say the Seifa, the Mishnah. It says, if you make a neder from Oile Yerushalayim, May Oile Yerushalayim Asur be Yisrael, you're Asur to Jews. Umutter be Kusim, you're Mutter to Kusites. You're Mutter to Kusites. Well, if the definition of in this Mishnah are those who are commanded in these particular mitzvahs, why would you be Mutter and Kusites? Granted, Kusites don't go up to Yerushalayim to be Oile Rego, but they are commanded to. So, all these three mitzvahs that the Mishnah says, those who keep Shabbos, those who eat garlic, those who are oilei regel, mimanav shach, what does it mean? Does it mean those who fulfill it? If it means those who fulfill it, some goyim keep Shabbos, they rest on Shabbos. And yet goyim are mutter. Elamaya means those who are commanded, then why are kusim mutter in the third case when you aser oilei Yerushalayim? Because kusim also are commanded to go up. Says the Gemara, it doesn't mean those who keep it. It doesn't mean those who are commanded. It means those who are commanded and keep it. These categories are defined by those who are commanded and keep it. Says the Gemara, Abaye mitzuva v'oisa katani. We're talking about those who are commanded and they keep it. Betarti bavi kamais, in the first two cases, by resting on Shabbos, Jews and Kusim are commanded and they keep it. Yisrav Kusim Tzum V'Oysen. Oiv Dekechavim, even those who keep it, they're not commanded. Hahud Avdi, those who keep it, Oysen, they do it, but Veinu Mitzuvim. And Oile Yerushalayim, Yisraelim are commanded and they keep it. Yisrav Mitzum V'Oysen. Yisraelim are commanded and they keep it. Kusim, Goyim, Mitzuvim, the Kusites are commanded and they don't keep it. Says the Ran, Amar Abaye, Mitzuvah Oysa Ketani, Kolamer She'in Bechlal Dvarav, these categories only include Ela Mitzuvim V'Oysen, those who command it and they do it. Betarti Kamaisa, Dahainu, in the first two cases, Anu Shvisa Shavs, Achid Hashem, Yisroel V'Kusim, Mitzuvim V'Oysen. Next situation. Koinim sheineneni livnei noach, zok the Mishnah. Someone who makes a neder, they're not going to get hana, or they're not going to give hana to the descendant of Noachides, to the descendant of Noach. They're not going to get hana from the descendant of Noach. Now, all of mankind descend from Noach. You know, Noach was in the Teva, and his first cousin didn't survive. His third cousin didn't survive. Everyone on the shir tonight comes from Noach. That's one thing. What do we all have in common? Well, we're all learning Daf Lamed Aleph of Nedarim. Yeah, we're all Jewish, and we all come from Noach. It's amazing how much we have in common. So you would think if somebody says, I aser, I'm not going to get hana from the Bnei Noach, who you aser to? Mutter b'Yisrael, you're allowed to get hana from a Jew, but aser b'ayv dekechavim. And you're also to get hana from a guy. In fact, the Gemara of Yisrael, me nafik, me klab, b'nei noyach. is a Jew extricated from the status of an Einoch? A Jew is also an Einoch. Says Gemara, no, they're not. Kivan de Ikdish Avraham, when Avraham was sanctified, Iskaru al Shemei. The Jews are called by his name. We are not called Ben Noach. When Avraham was sanctified, we are called Bnei Avraham. We are not referred to as Bnei Noach. It doesn't mean we're not Bnei Noach. This I'm adding. I'm saying my own thing now. That we know that B'nedarim holchim achar lashon b'nei adam. Nedarim follow the way people talk. And, you know, but I'm not so sure about this, because Gemara doesn't say, well, people don't refer to Jews as B'nei Noach. The Gemara seems to be saying something fundamental. So the Gemara seems to be saying we are, like, fundamentally, we're not B'nei Noach. That's not what we're, that's not our fundamental name. And therefore, people don't say that, but it's deeper than that. It seems like once Avraham was sanctified, then we're called by Avraham. We're called B'nei Avraham. We're not called B'nei Noach. Says the Ran, Kainam sheni neni levnei Noach mutar b'Yisrael, v'yafagav d'Yisrael nami b'nei Noach neno, even though Jews are also the sons of Noach, kivin deskadesh Avraham avinu, once Avraham, our forefather, was sanctified, ikru al shmei v'la al shem b'nei Noach. Next Mishnah. She'eini nene lezera Avraham. I'm not going to get hana from the descendants of Avraham. Now, Avraham had a lot of descendants. He has descendants that are Jews. He has descendants who are Muslim. He has descendants who are Christian. No, if you say I'm not going to get hana from Zera Avraham, you are Usur b'Yisrael. Umutter ba'adikacham, your mutter in Gayim. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Va'iku Yishmael, what about Yishmael? Yishmael comes from Avraham. No, he said Zera Avraham. And the Torah says, Ksiv, ki bi Yitzchak yikar lecha Zera Ksiv. It says, in Yitzchak you all will be called seed, descendant. Only Yitzchak is called the descendant of Avraham. Yishmael is not called the descendant of Avraham. Yishmael has been extricated from the status of being the seed of Avraham. So therefore, the Yishmaelim are not called Zera Avraham. I understand that only Yitzchak is the seed of Avraham, but Yitzchak had two kids, Yaakov and Esav. So we should be Aser to Esav. Va'ika Esav. No, ki be Yitzchak, in part of Yitzchak, Yikare Lechazara, but not all of Yitzchak. Only the Yaakov branch are called the descendants of Avraham. But the Esav branch are not the descendants of Avraham. What if somebody asked Zera Yitzchak? Does that include Esav? Or is it only the Zera, only Zera Yaakov are called B'nai Avraham? But are Zera Esav, maybe they're not called Zera Avraham, and maybe they're called Zera Yitzchak? Maybe we'll discuss on the Ian Shir Ayin in the upcoming Magid Arkiya Chelek Beis on Bereshis, where there's a Machlekes. The Maharit, maybe, and the Meshech Chachma. Anyway, okay. Next Mishnah. Next Mishnah, we're going to talk about a very interesting case. If I sell you something, I sell you this pen. It's a very good pen, by the way. I like to use these pens. This is a Pilot Precise V5 RT pen. It's like a gel pen. It writes very smooth. This is my pen of choice. I sell it to you. I don't know how much I buy it for. For $2. That's the fair market value. Who's benefiting who? Is it mutually beneficial? I'm selling you the pen. You need the pen. I need the money. Or do we say no? The buyer is the one who's benefiting. The real benefit is you get a product. I'm just getting money. Maybe I'm not benefiting. Or no, maybe just the opposite. Maybe the seller is the one benefiting, the buyer. How do we define who is considered the beneficiary of a sale? It's a very important, basic question. Who benefits when something is sold? If I would have asked you, you know, you were in the park today, I would have stopped you, and I would say, you know, who do you think benefits from a sale? Probably, I would have said it's mutually beneficial. That if I sell something to you at a fair market value, I'm selling it because I want the money, and you're buying it because you want the item, so it's a maybe a symbiotic relationship. That's, I think, what I would have said. What if I overcharge for it? So then, okay, then the seller is benefiting. What if you underpay for it? Then the buyer is the one benefiting. So the question is going to be, if I say you can't get enough from me, can I sell you something? Could I sell you something if I overcharge you? Because I'm overcharging you, I'm not benefiting you. I'm the one benefiting, not you. That's what we're going to discuss now, okay? Says the Mishnah, She'eni nene mi Yisrael. I am not going to get hana from a Jew. I say I'm not going to get hana from a Jew. So meaning I'm not going to get hana from you. You're Jewish, I say I'm not going to get hana from you. So the halacha is, if I'm not going to get hana from you, loy keach b'yoyser. So I can't just buy an item, I have to buy it for more than it costs. Because if I buy it, it sounds like at fair market value, I'm benefiting. Umoicher, if I'm going to sell it to you. So if I'm going to sell it to you for fair market value, maybe I'm benefiting. So I have to sell it to you for less. She Yisrael Nen and Li, if I say you can't get Hanaf from me, you can't get Hanaf from me, so I definitely can't. So if I want to buy something from you, I can't pay you fair market value. Like kechbach, I have to buy it for less. Umoicher b'yoyser. If you can't get hanah from me, then if you want to sell something, right, in this case, that you can't get hanah from me, you cannot get hanah from me if I'm going to sell something to you, I'm going to have to charge more because I don't want to give you hana. So if I say you can't get hana from me, so I can't give you hana. If I'm going to buy it, I have to buy it for less than it's worth. If I'm going to sell, I'm going to have to sell it for more than it's worth. Basically, if I say I'm not going to give you hana, I have to rip you off. The thing is, I'm not going to be able to do that. Well, you know, you can get lots of luck being in a situation where you have to rip off the guy because you can't give him hana. So it's not very practical. They ain't shoymin la. Nobody's really going to listen to you to do that. But what if I say, I'm not going to give you hana and you're not going to give me hana. So we can't do any business deals. Because if we have a transaction, someone is going to be benefiting the other person. So if you want to have transactions, you'll have to do it with goyim. So yehena la'ivdei kechavim. Then you will have to do business with goyim. Okay, so now we're going to discuss who is truly the beneficiary of a sale. Let's see the Ran for a moment. The Ran says on the Mishnah, she'eni nene li Yisrael lo'kech v'yeser. I'm not going to give hana to a Jew. I'm not going to give you hana. That's the seifa. Is it? The lashon of the Mishnah is she'ini nene mi Yisrael. I'm not going to get hana from a Jew. Meaning, I can't get hana from you. So the halacha is loykech b'yeser. I have to buy it for more than its value. Why? Kedei shelo yehenamim. So you don't get hana from them. B'mashu loykech, by buying, by overpaying, you're ensuring you're not getting hana from them. Umoicher b'pachais. And you have to sell it for less because you're not allowed to get hana from them. Kedei shelo yehenamim. B'mashu moicher, in him selling it. If I'm selling it, I have to sell it for less than its value. The masmisin mukminin la b'gemara. Ultimately, the Gemara is going to say, you know what the case is? Bezvina mitziasa. We're talking about a regular item. What does that mean, a regular item? Some items are not in demand. When you sell an item that's not in demand, you know who benefits? The seller. When you sell an item that is in demand, you know who benefits? The buyer. When you sell an item that's not in demand, the seller benefits because he's going to have a hard time, you know, selling this item. And it's not like the buyer wants to buy it. It's not really in demand. So if you're able to sell an item that's not in demand, in that case, the seller really benefits. An item that's really in demand, the buyer benefits. The seller doesn't benefit because if he doesn't sell it, he could sell it to someone else. So the Gemara, ultimately, we're not going to see it tonight, says we're talking about a regular item, the ikah hanos lekech umaycher, has the benefit of the buyer and the seller. Kol shu nimkar shava b'shava, if you sell it at the fair market value. V'chi amrinon debepachais ubeyaser shari. When do we say that you could, in let's say the resha, buy it for more than the value, or sell it for less than the value? Davka kisha'asa. Okay, this is a new point. Basically, how am I allowed to, if I asserted getting hanah from the item, then it's not going to matter if I say, well, I can't get hanah from you, but I could overpay or I could sell it for less. But if I said I'm not going to get hanah for the item, I can't overpay. So the case must be I didn't say I'm not going to get hanah from the item. I said I'm not going to get hanah from you. It has to be the case that I said, I'm not going to get enough from you. If I overpay, I'm not getting enough from you. But what if I say I'm not going to get enough from the item? So even if I overpay, if I use the item, I'm getting enough from the item. If you answer the person's possessions, I feel like achshava mana b'masayim, even if I overpay, he can't get hana from the purchase. The nether is chal on the item. See, if you ask for the item, even if you overpay for the item, you're getting benefit from the item. But if you say, I'm not going to get enough from the person, and you overpay for the item, you didn't technically get hana from the person. Because actually, you're the one who got ripped off. But if you ask for the cheftza of the item, irrespective of how much you paid for it, that's still called getting hanah from the item. If you say she Yisrael nehenim li, that a Jew can't get enough from you, kolam Yisrael hanah asa al Yisrael, I say you can't get hanah from me, so I'm gonna buy for less than it costs. Like kach papachos umaychar biyaseve in shaymin lo. What does it mean in shaymin lo? Kolam in lo takana li kach v'lam kol Yisrael. This is not really a viable situation by doing business with a Jew, because the only way to do it is if you rip him off and you sell it to him, you buy it for less than it costs, you sell it for more than it costs. Why would he do that? Elam ken yikach bepachas v'yimkol lehem b'yoyzer kedei shela yenu imenu. Avalein shoymin loy b'nei adam lehafsin mamayinim. People are not going to listen to you. Fine. But now let's talk about sales in general. We're going to learn the opinion of Shmuel. Shmuel is of the opinion that when an item is purchased, the buyer is the one who stands to gain. Let's go through different shomrim. We know that a shomer chinam, somebody who agrees to watch something for nothing, he has very little responsibility. What is he responsible for? He's only responsible if he's negligent, if there's an oinus, or if it's stolen or lost. The shomer chinam is not chayev. You know why? Because he gains very little from watching it, so why would he have responsibility? Responsibility is commensurate with benefit. A shomer sachar gets paid, so a shomer sachar has more responsibility. He is chayev not only in negligence, he's chayev also if it's stolen or lost. A shoyel, what do we say? Kol hanah shalai. A shoyel, all the benefit of the item is his, therefore even if an oinus happens, he is chayev. So now, the barometer to determine who stands to benefit from a sale is what if, I don't know. You want to sell me something? Let's say Alan Sector is going to sell me. He has a stuffed dinosaur in his garage. And I say, you know, I'm really thinking of buying a stuffed dinosaur. I was in the airport in Pittsburgh, and they had a stuffed dinosaur, and I feel that's what I'm missing in life, having a stuffed dinosaur in my house. So I want to check it out. So I'm going to come over to your house. I'm going to analyze the teeth of the dinosaur. And while I'm handling your dinosaur, I break it. Who's chayev? I didn't buy it yet. And let's say something happened to the dinosaur. So the question is, who benefits from a sale? If the buyer is the one who benefits from a sale, the buyer will be chayiv. If the seller is the one who benefits from the sale, the seller will be chayiv. Shmuel is of the opinion. Shmuel says, "Amar Shmuel, halakech kli min ha'uman levakroi." One who buys a kli from a craftsman to check it, meaning he takes it. He's buying a watch. He didn't buy the watch yet. He asked the craftsman, you know, let me see, does this look like a good watch? Let me wear it. Let me look at it. Let me turn the dial. He takes the kli from the craftsman to check it. Venenas biyadoi, and then an oinus happens, an extenuating accident. Chayev. The buyer is chayev. Why is the buyer chayev? Must be Shmuel's of the opinion that a buyer is the one who gets all the benefit from the transaction, not the seller. Even though the seller is getting fair market value, if you pay for what something costs, it's the buyer who's gaining, not the seller. The seller gains nothing. The buyer is the one who's... Because if the buyer is chayiv, even before he owns it, it must be the buyer is the one who stands to gain. Alma kasavar hanos loikeachu. From here we see the buyer is the one who stands to gain. The problem is the Mishnah seems to be against Shmuel. Again, Shmuel holds a buyer stands to gain. Let's see the Ran. Amar Shmuel, haloikeach kli min hatagar venenas biyadoi chayev hanoas loikeach hui ukminon hasam parakasvina bedekitzi dameha. So you might ask, why is the buyer chayev? He didn't even pay for it. The answer is because they already set the price, and therefore hilkach sam chadaita de loikeach. The buyer already relies on this transaction going through, shemratza lelakhan, that if he's going to want to buy it, or shus biyada, he has the permission to. V'kivan chikain, since this is so chayiv ba'oinsin, he's chayiv in oines. Why? Dibimekach, because by a purchase, kol hana lelakeach. All the benefit belongs to lelakeachi, v'loy lemoicher, not to the seller. V'hava lekishmuel. What does that mean? Oh, you have to change the gersa. V'havalei kishoyal. He's like a borrower. D'mishum d'chol hanos shaloi, since all the benefit belongs to him, chayiv ba'oinsin is chayiv in oinus. O'nehi d'hachaloi chash l'frushay. It's true over here, the Gemara was not concerned to explicitly say d'had d'shmo davka b'dekitzi, that we're talking about where the price was set. Dameha, samach le'asugin l'perek ha'svina, it's relying on another Gemara, ki hechi d'hasam nami, le'chash l'ukma davka b'zvina charifa. Just like there also it left out a factor that our Gemara says, k'demuki la b'samach, as the Gemara is going to establish soon, mishim da'hi sugi d'hasam, ha'sugi d'hachin nami samcha. The Ran says something amazing, that our sugya is reliant on what it says in another Gemara, that it's talking about where the price was set, and therefore the Leikach assumes the sale is going to go through. And that sugya relies on a okimta that our Gemara is going to say very soon, and it doesn't spell it out either. Now, let's proceed. Because Shmuel is of the opinion, the buyer is the one who stands to gain from a sale, even when you pay shava b'shava fair market value. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah in case number one, she'eni nenem Yisrael, I'm not going to get hana from a Jew. What do you need to do? Moicher b'pachais. Oh, I'm not going to get hana from you. So I can't get hana. I have to sell it for less than the value. Why do I have to sell for less than the value? If the buyer is the one who's getting the hana, why can't I sell it for the fair market value? Avol shava b'shava lo, I can't sell it for the fair market value. Must be that the benefit goes to the seller, not the buyer. V'hanas l'keachi, if the hana belongs to the buyer, afilu shava b'shava. Even if it's equal, even if it's fair market value. Now the truth is, the other case of l'keach b'yoyser, I buy it for more, I can't get hana from you because I buy, and therefore I need to buy it for more than the value. Why do I have to buy it for more than the value? Why can't I buy it for fair market value? That seems to support Shmuel, that the buyer is the one getting hana. But the Gemara, so to speak, ignores that case for a minute. And the Gemara says, it must be Masnisin. You know why in this case, fair market value is benefits the seller? Because we're talking about a bad item that's hard to sell. Masnisin bezvina durami alape. The Mishnah is talking about a sale that is thrown on its face. What does it mean, a sale that's thrown on its face? Nobody wants it. So if you charge fair market value, it benefits the seller. That's why it had to be that if you sell it, you have to sell it for less than the value. Because if you sell it for the value, it doesn't benefit the buyer, benefits the seller, because we're talking about a specific case. So the Gemara says, well, if it's talking about a lousy item, imkeinem areisha. Let's look at the first case. Loikeach b'yoyser, if I'm not going to get hana from you, if I'm not going to get hana from you, loikeach b'yoyser, I have to buy it for more than the value. If I'm not going to get hana from you, I have to buy it for more than the value. Why? Since we're talking about a lousy item, even if I buy it for fair market value, that should be good enough. Imkeinem areisha lekech b'yoyser, then the reisha, why would the reisha say I have to buy it for more? Even if I buy it for equal, I'm not giving you hana. I'm not getting hana because it's a lousy item. Va'oid, and further, ema seifa, look in the seifa. She Yisrael nehen in li, that a Jew can't get hana from me. So basically, I'm not giving you hana. So loikeach b'pachais, I buy it. If I'm not allowed to give you hana, then I have to buy it for less than the value. This way, I'm not giving you hana. I have to rip you off. If I say I'm not going to give you hana, I have to rip you off. U'maycher b'yoyser, and sell it for more than its value. Wait a second, if we're talking about a lousy item, why do I have to buy it for less than the value if I'm not going to give you hana, even if I buy it for the value? V'ibizvina drami alape, afilu shava b'shava. If... Right, let's think for a moment. I'm saying, you can't get hana from me. Right? I'm not going to give you hana. So in order to ensure that I don't give you hana, if I buy it, I have to buy it for less than the value, and I have to sell it for more than the value. Why do I have to sell it for more than the value? If I'm selling you a lousy item, why do I have to sell for more than the value? Filu shava b'shava. So Gemara says, well, it's because, you know, the seifa is talking about it's a good item. So a good item in the seifa, I have to sell it for less than the value. But if I sell it for the value, then I'm giving you hana. So yachi, if so, loikeach b'pachais, if it's a good item, I have to buy it for less than the value to ensure that right? In the second case, I'm saying you can't get hana from me. In the seifa, she Yisrael nenin li, that you can't get hana from me. I'm now to give you hana. Now, if we're talking about a good item, then the Mishnah said I have to buy it for less than the value. Why? I have to rip you off and buy it less than it costs so as not to give you hana. But if it's a very good item, even if I pay fair market value, I'm the one getting hana because it's a good item. Let's take a look at some of these rans. There are a bunch of rans on Amud Beis. So if you gotta go, we did the Gemara, just we have to finish up the ran. Okay, take a look at the ran on the third line. V'i hana'as leikeachi, if Shmuel is correct, that the benefit goes to the buyer, afilu shava b'shavanami, even if you pay fair market value, the buyer is the one getting hana. We say that by a sale, the seller doesn't get hana. So if Shmuel is right, that the buyer gets the hana, so if you say, I'm not going to get hana from a Yisrael, why do you have to sell it for less? Right? I say, I'm not getting hana from you. So if I'm going to sell it to you, I have to get ripped off. Why? Why can't it be shaveh b'shaveh, and you're the one getting hana? So the Gemara says, Masnisim b'zvino d'rami al-ape. The Mishnah is talking about an item that it has few purchasers. Hilkach, therefore, even though normally the buyer gets hana, shaveh b'shaveh hana smaycherhi. If you charge fair market value, since it's a lousy item, the seller is the one getting hana, she'en emotzi loikhen. He doesn't find buyers easily. V'lav hanas loikech. There's no benefit to the buyer. The kivin doloi kafetz alei, since people are not jumping on it. Zvina matzihu tamid loikeach. The buyer could always find an item like that. Ve'enoi nena b'mekhoi. The buyer is not getting hana. U'deshmuel, but Shmuel, when Shmuel said that a buyer usually gets hana, zvina charif, he's talking about a fast-moving item. So when you buy it, the buyer gets hana. Mishum hachi hanas loikechi. That's why Shmuel said the hana belongs to the buyer. Shakol koivtsin olav. Everyone jumps on it. Ve'in lamaychu shem hana b'mechirasai. And the seller doesn't get any benefit in selling such an item that has so many purchasers. The kol emas deboy mizvanle. An item that has a lot of purchasers, the hana is for the buyer, not for the seller. Because if the seller doesn't sell it today, he could sell it tomorrow. So, the Gemara asks, if we're talking about a lousy item, and that's why you have to sell it, for less, because if you sell it for the fair market value, the seller is the one gaining, so then, imkein emaresha loikeach b'yesar, then why do you have to buy it for more? Again, the cases you say that you're not going to get hana from a Jew, and we're talking about a lousy item. So we're talking about a lousy item, why do you have to pay more for the item, even paying fair market value? The purchaser is not getting hana. V'kivin d'zvina d'rami al-apihu, since it's a lousy item that doesn't have a lot of purchasers, l'malei likach b'yeser, why do you have to overpay? Afilu loikach b'shava, even if you pay fair market value, lo mishani be'ihu klal, you're not getting any hana at all. Elo moicher, the seller's getting the hana. Kivin d'zvina d'rami al-apihu, it's an item that doesn't have a lot of purchasers. V'oid, furthermore, the Gemara asks, eima seifa. Look in the seifa. Heichad asar hana asar yisro, where I say I'm not going to give you hana, diktani, where it says, well, if I'm not going to give you hana, I have to sell it to you for more than its value. V'izvina derami al apehu, if it's a bad item, afilu shav b'shava, I'm not giving you hana. Deleka hana loikech klal el olamaycher. So Gemara says the seifa is talking about it's a good item, it's a desirable item. Klemer reisha ashmina and dina desvina drami alapi. The reisha is talking about a bad item. The seifa ashmina dina desvina charif. The seifa is talking about a desirable item. The Ran just points out we're not answering all the questions. We're only answering that if the reisha is talking about a zvina derame alape, we didn't answer the reisha, why do you have to pay more? Even if you pay the same amount, you're not benefiting. Says around me, akatu lamifriki kusha na my reisha lekechvesa, why do you have to pay more? Ela lefruke kusha de seifa asinan. We're only answering the second question. To which the Gemara asks, why do you have to buy it for less in the Seifa, where you say you can't get Hana from me. So I'm not giving you Hana. Not giving you Hana, why do I have to pay less? It's a good item. Afilu shavanami the Amar Shmuel desvina charifa loykeach mishani v'loy moicher. The mishmachi chayv oinsin. That's why Shmuel says you chayv oinsin l'fisha kolano shaloi. And we'll see tomorrow. I think so. Like this. Here's the schedule. This is what we're going to try to do. I think we should. I'm giving the regular parsha share Tuesday night this week. That's tomorrow night at 8:30. But I want to do Lamed Aleph on a Beis, let's say, later that evening. It won't be 9:15. It will be more like 9:45 or 10. And then again, I want to do Thursday night, because next week we lose Monday night and Tuesday night. So if we do Tuesday night this week and Thursday night, we'll have done one Amid from next week. And then next week, Matzai Shavuos, which is Tuesday night, we'll have to do Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, thank you so much for joining. Have a wonderful evening. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
I hear that.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.